WMAL News at 11. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. D.C. police are trying to figure out how a group of kids got a hold of a gun yesterday in southeast D.C., where a toddler ended up getting shot in the leg. Police say it happened Saturday afternoon on Pomeroy Road in southeast D.C. They say the young girl was conscious when she was taken to the hospital. The injury is not considered to be life-threatening. Police say they're still investigating who owned the gun and how that gun got in the hands of those kids. Thousands of emails from the Trump Trump transition team, that is, are in the hands of special counsel Robert Mueller, and transition lawyers are complaining to Congress, saying those emails were obtained illegally. The Mueller team's responding to those complaints.
Here's what Peter Carr said, a spokesman for Mueller. When we have obtained emails in the course of our ongoing criminal investigation, we have secured either the account owner's consent or appropriate criminal processes.
That's correspondent Dan Merica. The Mueller team got the emails through the General Services Administration. The transition team had been using GSA facilities up until Inauguration Day. The tax overhaul plan could reach President Trump's desk as soon as Wednesday. Democrats like Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen say it'll only bring more money to the wealthy.
It's a huge giveaway to big corporations. Millions of middle-class taxpayers will see their taxes go up, even though Republicans promised that would not happen. Millionaires will get an average annual tax break of $35,000 a year.
Texas Senator John Cornyn, though, says they would have welcomed any input from Democrats.
We were working very hard. It was a very intense process. As I said, the Democrats didn't refuse to participate, and what we've tried to do is cobble together the votes we needed to get this bill passed.
Both on ABC's This Week. As the year winds down, it'll soon be time to start worrying about your own tax filings. One expert says there are some things you should get out of the way before the end of the year.
If you're hoping to maximize your deductions come tax time, now is the time to act. That's according to Rick Edelman, the host of The Rick Edelman Show, heard here on WMAL.
There are opportunities for you to lower your taxes this year. For one thing, you can sell any investments at a loss that you might have incurred and take that tax deduction in 2017.
Edelman says you may also want to make your January mortgage payment before the end of the month so you can get the interest deduction now. Maria Leaf on WMAL. And WMAL.com.
Roy Moore still has yet to concede to Doug Jones in the Alabama Senate race. Jones on CNN's State of the Union today says it's time to move on.
Alabama has spoken. It was a close election. There's no question about that. But, you know, elections can be close sometimes. But now it's time to heal.
Moore in a fundraising email is asking for donations to his election integrity fund. Alabama's Secretary of State says there haven't been any credible cases of voter fraud. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says arrests at the border. People trying to cross into the U.S. illegally are up for the seventh straight month.
In the early months of his presidency, Mr. Trump said there was a dramatic drop in arrests at the border, suggesting his tough stance on illegal immigration was working and the border more secure. But the Border Patrol says arrests are up again, seventh straight month, with more than 39,000 in November compared to just about 16,000 in April. The administration had said just last week it is concerned about the number of families and unoccupied children showing up at the border.
That's correspondent Jim Roop. And the family of Heather Heyer, killed in the violent protests in Charlottesville this past summer, say Heyer was buried in an unmarked, undisclosed location. Her mother, Susan Brough.
I think any parent would do that, given the hostility of the alt-right and the KKK in these circumstances. I'm just not willing to have her grave disturbed. Not willing to have anybody have anything to do with it. I'm keeping it private just for family.
James Fields, the self-described neo-Nazi who allegedly plowed his car into the crowd in Charlottesville just this past week, had his charges upgraded to include first-degree murder. We'll get to the latest traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Hi, it's Mary Walter.
And Vince Colonnaise, and we want to see you at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner.
You know, it's already December, which means New Year's Eve is going to be here before we know it.
Book your party package now before they sell out.
You'll get hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more.
Purchase your party package at WMAL.com/New Year.
Space is limited. Book your package today.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? A great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets. Every set arrives beautifully packaged. Find out why 3 U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Attention investors. Protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today. and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788.
At 11:05, Janice Kirkell checks in from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Steve. Smooth going on area roads this morning. Some reminders about closures, though. 17th Street Northwest between Constitution Northwest and Homefront Drive Southwest. The right lane closed for construction till early next year. In Fairfax, Chain Bridge Road northbound between Fairfax Boulevard and I-66. Closed for road work until January. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy, up to about 50 for a high today, down to the mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, into the mid-50s. We're at 40 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
This is such a blow to investors. Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Well, hello, America. We're coming up close to the end of the year, so this week on the Financial Safari, we're going to start our conversation about a strategy known as the Dogs of the Dow, and how dividend-paying stocks are a good part of a balanced portfolio on the risk side, as well as nine vital items in the financial world you need to become familiar with. That and much more this week on the Financial Safari. Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the holiday edition of the Financial Safari.
I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb, and in studio with me is the coach. That's right, folks, America's wealth, finance, and income coach. He is the best-selling author alongside Steve Forbes of Successonomics, another bestseller of Financial Safari. That is Coach Pete Deruta. In studio as well is Chris Breithauer, as well as Steve Siddall. We're going to have a lot of fun today. We've got our Safe Money correspondents here. We've got the coach, and we're talking about retirement planning, aren't we?
Yeah, well, we're close to the end of the year, so it's a good time to clear the table, but make the table at the same time. In order to set the table, you need to clear the table.
There you go.
And so one of the things we're going to do is we'll look at what's happened here in 2017. We're going to start our approach. We are going to look at a strategy known as Dogs of the Dow. Hmm. We're also going to look at what I call my financial prescription pad. I've got nine different financial items on here. They're vital. Everyone needs to learn each one of these and have a planner that understands each one of these. You don't really have to learn much if you get a planner you trust who does the right thing.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. I mean, it's like going to the doctor. I mean, I don't have to learn everything about myself as long as I trust the guy I'm going to.
Well, or the mechanic.
Yeah, oh, there.
I don't really care what happens when I press my button in the car or turn the key. I want to make sure it starts. And more importantly, I want to make sure it doesn't stop when I'm going down the road.
Or stops when you want it to.
Because when you get to retirement, you don't want to be that person you see on the side of the road carrying that little red gas can down the side of the road with a thumb out.
Saw one the other day.
Right? And so, unfortunately, many people are set up to have their portfolio stall right when they need it the most. And we're going to talk about, on the financial prescription pad, how you can make sure with almost 100% certainty you won't be the person on the side of the road. That's important, Steve.
It's very
really
important.
Is. And so, who cares how fast your car goes if it stalls right when you need it the most? You ever have somebody pass by you? They're like whizzing in and out. You look in your rearview mirror, you see them going in and out of people. They're coming up fast. I usually tell my wife, they must be going about 100 miles an hour because I'm going about 70, right? Or so. And then, it's darting in and out of cars, and then down the road, either they're pulled over by a cop or they're broken down. That always makes me smile a little bit. Bring a smile to my face when I'm driving, do that.
Right. Or you pull up at the stop sign at the same time.
That always happens too. Yeah. You're rushing through life, get to the same stoplight. It happens a lot. So in the financial world, we're going to talk about something called a spend and leave plan. We've talked about it before, and later on in the show, we're going to have Marty Hensley or Parker Hollins going to share one of their examples of a spend and leave plan in our $1 million portfolio example period that we have on the show.
Fantastic.
It's fun. It's
looking
fun. A lot of people like that,
too. I always look forward to this.
A lot of people love that. And, when we talk about... We talk about a strategy.
Dog in the window.
Remember that song?
I do remember that song.
Chris, you probably don't.
I remember it from being a child, but I think it's older than that.
I wonder how many people are barking at the radio right now. I used to bark at the radio and stuff with the song on.
Of course, yes.
But the Dogs of the Dow strategy, and I want to talk about, we'll talk about it right now. How's
sure.
That? So
okay.
The Dogs of the Dow strategy basically says you look at the underperforming stocks in the Dow this year, and you invest in them for next year, or you heavily weight your investments for next year. And next week, we're going to go in a lot more depth about this and which ones are down and which ones to get into. Now, this isn't a perfect strategy, though, because if a company is down this year, it could be down next year. There could be a reason why it's down. So it's not like automatic. But the theory is buy low, sell high. Mm-hmm. Because the five most underperforming of the 30 stocks in the Dow, if they're underperforming, that means they're down or they're not doing as good as others. So they have more upside potential in the future. The problem is a lot of people have done this before and they say, oh, God, it's way down. It has some potential, but it doesn't come back. So let's look even one step further. Let's look at what kind of dividends some of these stocks are paying in the Dow. And one of the highest paying dividend stock in the Dow is Verizon. It's paying almost 5% dividends per year.
Wow.
Now, I joked with a professor, and he didn't take it too well, or he didn't have a sense of humor. He was a Hawaiian professor named Dr. Walter Wild back in the day. And I said, I had him on. I was interviewing about a book he had. And I said, Doc, investing in dividend stocks is like getting paid to take risk. And it didn't compute with him. It didn't compute. And if he was a computer, you'd hear the sound. But nothing was coming out. And so it was an interesting interview because I thought it made sense. And when you think about it, if you're getting paid a dividend every quarter, then in effect you are getting – and the stock could go up or down, so that's a risk factor. But in effect you are getting paid to take a risk because you're getting some money back.
Yes.
So dividends are fun. So Verizon, almost 5%. Chevron, about 4%. Pfizer, about 4%. IBM almost 4%, a little bit under. Exxon 3.75. Cisco, which has been making a pretty good comeback this year, up pretty good this year from last year, but still way down from 2000, the year 2000, from 86 down to about right around 40 or so.
Sure.
Still a big fall off the cliff. We call that a retirement cliff, and you don't want that retirement cliff when you are depending on income, do you, Steve?
No, not at all.
Yeah. So, again, Thomas, have you heard this strategy before, the Dogs of the Dow?
I haven't heard of the Dogs of the Dow before, but I will say my grandfather relies greatly on dividends in his own retirement, or at least he used to. I remember we were actually having a conversation over the holidays here, and he was saying when he first retired, a lot of his initial income came from dividends. That's changed a little bit, though.
Yeah. Well, when we look at something we call the Advance and Protect strategy, and our boy John Denver is going to bring that in for us.
It's good to be back home.
It's a great feeling when you come home. And so knowing your money is not going away and it's going to be home, and being able to do what you want to do whenever you want to do it is very, very important. So thank you, John Denver. But, you know, it's about the feeling you get when you know you're not in danger. And that's what comes to mind with John Denver, unless he's flying his own plane. Then we have a whole different
got
story.
Got a problem there.
Right? No, a whole different story.
I love it.
What they always say, too soon? No.
Never too soon. Nah.
But it's just advance and protect means you have some money that's growing and some money that has a chance to go up and down. And some money that can't go down, it can only go up or stay the same. Mm-hmm. And so we talk about retirement planning, very important that we have growth opportunities in our retirement plan. We have protection from loss for money we don't want to lose that we're going to need for the rest of our life. And we have guaranteed retirement income. Those are the most important things. Those are the three most important things in a retirement plan. Two out of three are good, but three out of three better. And I see, unfortunately, remember that Trident commercial? Three out of four dentists recommend Trident.
Yeah.
The story on that was they had 25 tables. And each table had four dentists at it. And one of the tables, three out of the four dentists recommend Trident. All the other tables, they all hated Trident, but three out of four at the one table loved it. So that is the funny numbers that are out there a lot of times.
So
very, very important that we – and we're going to talk about a way where you can analyze your 401ks because a lot of people, Steve, are growing their money for retirement. Their retirement money is in a 401k. Yep. But if you're curious and want your very own plan put together, if you're one of the next 10 callers, we'll create a one-page financial review. This review will include all nine steps in my financial prescription pad. It'll go over what the advanced Protect strategy is, telling you what a spend and leave program is. Wouldn't it be great to spend a lot of money in your retirement, but know you're going to leave exactly what you started with or more to your next of kin? That is peace of mind in retirement. Also, we'll go over the total retirement plan, a lifetime income plan, do a forensic fee analysis of your portfolio, making sure you're not overpaying, give you a second opinion in our second opinion service that's award-winning. People love this. It's award-winning because our listeners tell us they like it. So I give myself an award on that. So it's also the core and explore philosophy, making sure that you have some money you can't lose and other money that is tied to the ups and downs of the market, using the dogs of the Dow strategy maybe, or getting dividend strategies. We'll do all this in a complete package for the next 10 callers. No cost or obligation. It's a tremendous value if you're one of the next 10 callers when you call right now.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today, finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
It will be an honor, sir.
Well, folks, can I retire on schedule or do I have to postpone my retirement? You don't need Rudolph for this answer when we come right back.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
For the Financial Safari News Network, I'm Steve Siddall. House and Senate Republicans have reached, in principle, a major tax overhaul that would impact every income level, keeping the party on track for a final vote next week. As for the corporate tax rate, the House and Senate negotiators are said to be discussing a compromise which would lower the rate significantly, a move praised by President Trump, who had pushed for a 20% rate.
It's at 35 right now. So if it got down to 21, I would be thrilled.
If passed, the bill would represent the biggest tax cut in three decades. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, returning to its roots as the class of 2018, features lots of iconic rockers and singers like New Jersey rocker Bon Jovi. With Dire Straits,
with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing,
the Car, and Sister Rosetta Tharpe are just some of the names that make up the diverse class. Progressive 1960s rock band, the Moody Blues, best known for their classical rock fusion style, among four first-time nominees to enter the Hall of Fame.
Letters I've written, never meaning to send.
The inductees were voted on by the fans and more than 900 music industry experts. The induction takes place April 14th in Cleveland, Ohio. That's it for this week. I'm Steve Siddall for the Financial Safari News Network.
I love that last little clip you played before we took break there, Coach. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It doesn't get much more classic than that. That was one of the first holiday movies my dad introduced me to.
Well, a lot of people have questions about, you know, they've put a lot of money aside. Steve, I mean, you talk to people every single day.
Every day, yeah.
Put money aside, and you wonder why you're doing it. And in many cases, it works out great. In other cases, it didn't work great because the plan wasn't there. You put a lot of money aside, but the money wasn't in the right place. So one of the things we're going to go over now is just a way to structure your retirement income portfolio to make sure that you have income for the rest of your life, the perpetual lifetime income. We say using math and science, over dreams and speculation. It's great to dream, by the way.
Sure.
And we have dream accounts where you can build a certain amount of money up and just let it ride. But anybody who's watched any of the movies, they talk about Vegas where the table's going wild and you're letting the money ride. Eventually, the dice lands on the wrong number, right?
You're going to crap
out. The ball runs on the wrong red or black, odd or even, that kind of thing. So we call it money ball magic. And so we need to make sure we're in the right place for the right time of your life. And then you can have what we call a champion income plan, making sure that you're in the right place for the right time of your life. And there are certain structures that you can add to your portfolio now that will help you and guide you in the right direction. Number one is to customize your portfolio by your level of risk and being honest with yourself. How much risk are you taking? You know, it's hard to see risk when the market's going up like crazy. So we need to make sure that we aren't taking too much risk, but take enough risk that will make your portfolio grow. And we want to keep up with inflation. If we leave money in the bank, we are losing money safely, which what does that mean? Well, the bank's supposed to be safe. What is safe? The money's sitting there. Basically, that's about all it's doing is sitting there. And it is growing maybe by 1% if you're lucky, but inflation is 2 or 3%. Inflation is buying power, how much it costs to buy things. So if we have a cost of our goods going up 2 or 3%, some of the food that I buy junk food. My junk food's going up in price.
It's going up, yeah.
And whether it be the government putting those taxes on it, like the junk food tax, or we're just the inflation in there, things are getting more expensive. So we need to make sure our money is growing at least what inflation is. Therefore, we're not losing buying power. If you can buy a loaf of bread today, you want to be able to buy that same loaf of bread for the same money you have put aside. And unfortunately, what we've seen is people are their buying power shrinking, so they're having to go from name brand bread to generic bread.
Yeah.
It's never good, is it, Thomas?
No, it's not. It's terrible.
So we also need to employ a robust integrated strategy combining many different approaches. In other words, just because you're with one planner doesn't mean that's the right plan for all your money. And so combining different planners or different options or different strategies, risk and safety. When we talk about diversification, a lot of people think that diversification means just three or four different mutual funds or a bunch of stocks in a basket with those mutual funds. That's all on the risk side. So we need to make sure we have money that is put in places that we can't lose completely. And if it were me and I was getting close to retirement, I'd want some money in dividend paying stocks because, like Thomas, like you said, your grandpa uses that to get his income in retirement. He's using a dividend strategy. There are some other strategies that people could combine with that dividend strategy to even increase income more, utilizing a safe strategy on the core side to pay a lifetime income they can't outlive. And that's very important. And so I wrote an article called Figuring Out Your Numbers.
Okay.
And the article basically dealt with we need to figure out how much you need to have in retirement, and we need to figure out how much you need to allocate to different places in your portfolio to make sure you get that guaranteed for the rest of your life. The problem with dividend-paying stocks is they can go down in value. So let's say you paid $100 for a dividend-paying stock. It paid a $4 dividend. And 5 years from now, it's still paying a 4% dividend, but it's down to $50 a share. And then people start to realize it. So the company says, well, we're going to lower our dividend, too. We've already got you in here. So that like the double whammy kind of thing.
Wow, yeah.
And so if they lower the dividend and the stock price is lower, too, it's going to cost you a lot to liquidate. So they've got you trapped.
Absolutely. And that goes against what really you talk about as we head into retirement, wanting that guaranteed income. Like you said, this could be great for a portion of our income, but not necessarily everything.
Yeah. And so we need to have a peace of mind type account where we know where your money can come from for a minimum of 6 years. So
when
we get to retirement, you get the cake and people give you a slap on the back, then you're home. And you're home every single day. The wife starts to get mad after about a week or two, or maybe you start to get mad at the wife. Then you start thinking, well, where's all my money going to come from? I'm starting to go down the bank every day and take money out to spend. No money's getting put back in because that was a paycheck. And so we need to make sure we have at least 6 years worth of income in retirement before we ever retire. Because a lot of people are coming and asking me, when can I retire, Coach Pete? And I said, well, let's look at where your money is. Where's your income plan? There is none. There's no income plan. There's a lump sum. We call it a lump sum time bomb. The money's just sitting there. In theory, if you start taking money out, it'll last a while. But then you say, well, gosh, I need to have that money working for me. So then you go and put it in a place where maybe it has higher risk than you thought it would. Or maybe someone didn't tell you about the risk because it's quote unquote working for you. And then it goes on strike.
well, you don't want that.
We don't want, Steve.
No, of course not.
Well, let me ask you this, Coach. You've mentioned the word risk a couple of times out there, and I know that you're a fiduciary, which means you truly are looking in the best interest of the client. A lot of folks may not be aware of this, and I just want to ask you, do you think people define risk different ways depending on the type of advisor they are? I know there are advisors out there that only sell insurance products. There are some that only deal with broker-dealer type situations. You actually handle the whole gamut, though. So let me ask, how do these different folks approach risk?
Yeah, well, it all depends, right? depends on where you're getting your news from.
Right, yeah, no doubt.
Just like talking to different people, I can tell what channel they've been watching news-wise. And talking to folks when they come in from the radio show, I can tell where they're getting their financial advice from.
Mm.
And if they're all risk all the time, that's not a good strategy for retirement. I don't mind risk. I encourage risk, but only after we have enough money dedicated for a lifetime income in a bucketing strategy. You can have one of those buckets that's dedicated to risk.
Ah.
But a couple of the buckets need to be dedicated to the next 30 years of income, at least.
Sure.
We always planned a 121 with guaranteed income because we want to make sure that our clients never run out of money.
Exactly.
And we want to have increasing income as we get into retirement because I don't care if people say, well, gosh, after about 10 years of retirement, I'm not going to do as much, so I don't need as much money.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, you will. You'll need more because of health care.
We
forget about the health care aspect.
Do.
No one wants to talk about health care. I don't blame you. I don't like health care any more than you do.
You don't want to think about it, yeah.
And, you know, we're going to talk about that on the last part of this show. We're going to talk about Steve's got some great news about how to spend your flexible savings accounts.
Right.
Which disappear. They're use it or lose it accounts. We're going to go over that at the last part of the show. But it's just basically knowing where your money is, why it's there, and how much it's going to give you for the rest of your life. Not the next couple of years. Next couple of years is great. But, Steve, if we don't have a lifetime plan, we don't have a plan at all, do we?
No. Well, you talk about 121. I just read that the government has the required minimum distributions planned out to 115.
Yeah. We'll see. We're getting close, aren't we? So I always plan to 121. Now, I've never
smart.
Seen anybody that has lived to 121, but hey, someone's going to be there first.
Well, right.
Hopefully they've dealt with us and they've got a plan to get them there. Wouldn't it really stink, though? Because most plans I see in these Monte Carlo simulations, which is basically a computer program that shows you the probability that you'll run out of money at certain ages, usually people run them to 90, 92, 93, which is a nice age. But what if you live to be 94, 95, 96?
Hey, there you go.
It wasn't such a good program anymore, was it?
My great-grandfather was 98.
Yeah, well, see, here we go. Yeah. I mean, I remember Willard Scott on Today's Show used to read the names of the people who celebrated 100th birthdays.
Yeah.
He'd never be able to do it. He'd still be talking now if he started last year. I mean, we're living longer.
Hey, it used to be big news, but not so much anymore.
And so you want to be able to afford health care when you get there. Right? When when you get to that age, because it's going
to
be there, the cost of healthcare is going to exist and it's going to get more expensive. We know that for sure. One of the things I want to do, though, for the next 20 callers who call in right now, we'll go through our three-step process for you to help create a comprehensive financial plan that aligns with your financial goals and your values. Now, first, folks, what we're going to do is we'll understand what money means to you and how it fits into your life. So we need to ask you a series of questions, see what money means to you. I mean, instead of us telling you, let's ask you what it means to you. Too many planners are telling you what money should mean to you. And let's be honest, we probably haven't had this conversation with an advisor where you can tell them what's important to you. So we'll sit on that financial psychological couch and you'll tell us what money means to you. And then we'll organize your finances so you have a clear picture of where you currently stand right now. All right, here's what money means to you. Here's where you are right now. Here's what we need to do to make sure you're on the right path.
Makes sense.
And next, we'll talk about your financial goals. What are your short, medium, and long-term goals? What are your dreams, especially your dreams, because we want to make sure that they can happen. And we want to work together to clarify your goals so that they're crystal clear and they're tangible. It's no good to have a goal if it's not possible. So we need to make sure it is possible, and then we'll give you step-by-step process to get to those dreams and goals. And my name's not Walt Disney, but that's where dreams come true, supposedly. All right, and finally, we'll create an actionable step process to get you on the path towards financial independence. We'll line it out, step 1 through 10, A to Z, and we'll even tell you why, like I always like to say. The process is not something we do once. We set aside on the bookshelf and forget about forever. No, it's like physical fitness. Your financial fitness needs constant attention throughout your career and beyond, even when you're in retirement, very important. Yearly appointments, very important. But don't worry. We'll be there every step of the way to guide you and make sure your money is working hard just like you did.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. 1-800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really, most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about something we call goal line planning, 7 vital steps to make sure you cross the goal line on your feet.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 11:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Maryland State Police say they've arrested a man who regularly imported and sold a deadly opioid around the state and the region. 37-year-old Narada Michael Walls is charged with participating in a multi-state fentanyl operation. Police say Walls operated in Baltimore, neighboring counties, and neighboring states. He allegedly imported and sold the drugs daily. Police say the strand of fentanyl is one of the most potent strands of the drug currently being imported illegally from overseas. Firefighters in California have the massive Thomas Fire only 40% contained. Fire officials are looking at early January before it's brought under control. It's been burning already now for almost 2 weeks.
Winds are still going to be about 40, 50 miles per hour this morning. But once we get into the evening tonight, that's where the real good news is going to take place when those winds finally do die back down. But the one thing I wish I could tell you is that we had rain in sight. But unfortunately, there is no rain chance for the next 7 days.
Meteorologist Allison Chinchar, the third largest fire in the state's history, has destroyed more than 700 homes at this point. The Redskins are playing for pride at this point, hoping to win their final 3 games of the season to finish at 8-8. It starts with the Cardinals this afternoon, which are having their own problems, says voice of the Redskins Larry Michael.
They've lost 2 of their offensive linemen, their left tackle and their right guard. So Blaine Gabbert, their quarterback, he came in 4 weeks ago, and he's 2-2 as a starter. They've got Larry Fitzgerald, who's outstanding. Adrian Peterson isn't going to play because he's had a neck injury. He hasn't practiced this week. But their defense is their strong suit.
Coverage with Larry and the crew starts just under a half hour from now at noon, right here on WMAL. At 11:32, we head back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Janice Kirkell has the latest.
Thanks, Steve. A few accidents to report in Herndon on Centerville Road northbound near the ramp to 228. The right lane is blocked. And in Lanham, a crash on Greenbelt Road eastbound at Aerospace Road. Things a little slow on the Beltway from I-66 to the American Legion Bridge. That's a 13-minute ride. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy today as we get up to a high of around 50, down to the mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow, looking partly cloudy into the mid-50s. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high up around 60. Wednesday, clouding up again, high around 50. Right now, 43 in Woodbridge, 46 in Rockville. We're at 44 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
It's a quiet night. You think you're sailing easily towards a successful retirement, when suddenly, iceberg ahead! Don't get sunk by hidden fees and commissions. You need an advisor you can trust with the financial radar it takes to locate and avoid those costly and unnecessary drains on your investments. We can help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much are you paying in fees or commissions. We'll find that out, as well as your potential tax liability. And of course, folks, finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits. Call Thad Welsh here at 800-730-3385. Again, that's 800-730-3385.
Well, this is one of the... I love doing this, and we don't do it every week, but we do it every now and then, sort of like Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy. Parker Holland appears, and he's got a great case study for us. But, you know, Thomas, before we even start this, Steve, you know, the financial news guy, Steve knows this too. What do? You roll the tape.
That's right.
If I had $1 million, I'd be rich.
That's right. The group, the Bare Naked Ladies. I have no idea what that means with the song, but it's $1 million. We do $1 million case. They have at least $1 million in this case study, yep. Hypothetical case study, but true numbers and true results. Parker, what do you have for us today?
So what I have today is a gentleman and his wife. They have a little bit of an age difference. He's 64. She's 56. Now, I don't know if it was her plan or his plan, but he's retiring at age 70. So what we're looking at for that is they have $1.7 million in their retirement accounts, all of this in their IRAs and 401ks. And their goal is at age 70, they just want their standard of living to stay the same. Their take-home income is roughly $120,000. They just want that number to continue to and through retirement. So most advisors, they don't like hitting income that high because it's a 5% payout. And Wall Street always says take 4%, don't outlive your money. Well, here we need 5% to make the numbers work. So to make that work, we just need to put a foundation under them and protect them against loss and make sure that no matter what the market's doing, they have that green flag on their mailbox going up.
So the foundation against loss is called, I like to talk about the Advance and Protect strategy, right?
Yeah, Advance and Protect. That's the best thing here. Marty started it. It just sticks.
Now, you mentioned the Wall Street myth, and the Wall Street myth is they say that you can take, if you have your money at risk in all stocks, if you have a balance, you can take 4% of that balance, and you have about a 91% chance of not outliving your retirement, but a 9% chance of not having any money left when you need it the most.
Exactly.
You've taken it, and you've increased the amount that they could get out of that 1.7, 5% per year, with no chance of ever outliving their money. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. No chance of ever outliving. So what we did is, hey, at age 70, what's the number we can get to make it work? And no questions asked, we got $121,000 at age 70 coming out of a $1.7 million portfolio, and it continued all the way through age 121.
All right. So, Ed, if they lived to age 121, how much would they have taken out?
What they would have taken out at that time would have been roughly $3.1 million out of a $1.7 million investment, and they still have $2.4 left for their heirs.
Incredible.
So they have more than they started with at the end. And that's what we call a spend and leave plan.
Exactly.
So they've spent a lot of money. They've enjoyed a great retirement. They've got extra money if they needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they pass away, their children, grandchildren, whoever's still living will get 2.4. And they only started with 1.7 million.
And the beauty of this is that income continues to increase. Inflation protections on it, that 120 continues to grow, and it gets up closer to 153,000 just over the first 20 years.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money coming out. And they just came in. They're happy. They met with multiple other advisors, and no one can make that number work conservatively. It's because they don't have the whole toolbox like we do here, Coach.
So when you're looking at 50 years of retirement, which that's what you're looking at, you're anticipating that they could live to age 121. That's 51 years if he retires at age 70.
And he said he wasn't going to make it that long, but we wanted to make sure the wife did.
Yeah.
So, I love it.
So you take 121. You said that the 121,000 would increase over the years. But
exactly.
Just at 121,000, if you multiply that times 51 years, they'd have 6.17 million that they've taken out of the plan.
Exactly. And with this going through, just at age 93, with that inflation, cost of living, we didn't take into account Social Security, any existing pensions, and we didn't take into account any of future savings as well, and the numbers still work.
So this is just on their lump sum of 1.7. They also had other money.
Exactly.
What you're saying. Okay, good. Well, how'd they feel about that?
They felt very happy, and they became clients the same day.
Steve, what do you think? I mean, that makes a lot of sense when you think about it.
Yeah,
you're starting
fantastic.
At 1.7 million, and which is a lot of money, by the
right.
way.
Oh, yeah.
And Wall Street says you could take, what was 4% of 1.7 million?
4% of 1.7 million would have been roughly right around 93,000, 95,000.
So Wall Street said that you could get 93,000 and you had about a 90% chance of not having problems in the future, mm-hmm. but you had a 10% chance of having problems. And there was no guarantee of increasing income in that, and it was no advance or protect, correct?
True. And that was 4% based on at age 70 would have been around 93. But actually, if they started that the same day and they never had any market growth, they would only got 68,000 out of that portfolio.
I took a class in high school called Myths and Legends, and it was about the mythical figures in the past. And I don't know where Wall Street gets away with telling people that they have the proper retirement plan then. Wall Street does a good job of getting people to retirement.
Hmm.
It's up to you out there listening to get your very own retirement plan. Now, we're not disparaging at all Wall Street because we utilize money managers for folks once we get their core, the core money that they need to take them all the way through retirement in a protected fashion. We take the extra money and we put it in an explorer account. You picture the Earth and a moon. And there's some other planets. Dad will get mad at me because he's an astronomer. There's other planets that have a lot more than one moon. So you can have a bunch of different moons, but the Earth is the most important part. That's where you got to have the protected money that you can never outlive. And then the risk money could be the little moons. But, of course, if we lost our moon, we'd be in a lot of trouble because the tides would go out of whack, right? So we need our moons. So, again, it's a proper diversification method, having the right amount of money in the right amount of places like we talked about earlier. My daughter had a whole bunch of chocolate chips in a bowl, but it didn't make chocolate chip cookies until she added the flour and the water and the milk, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Butter, I think, too. I like mine with butter myself.
And that's the biggest concern. When clients come in and they have these other advisors, or they're just for the first time meeting with multiple planners, and they're all showing all these buckets, not a single one I've met with yet has a core foundation of their plan.
You know, the most important word, Steve, when we're talking about a financial plan or a retirement plan, when people are looking at this, and I know there are a lot of planners out there. There's dime a dozen. We're everywhere, right? But this isn't everywhere, or someone who's not going to tell you this is everywhere. Look down at the projection you're getting. Number one, if it's a projection, it's not true. It's not guaranteed. But if it says this word, it begins with H, hypothetical. Hypothetical does not work too good when we're talking about retirement planning. I don't want anything hypothetical. I want guarantees. And that's why we have to leave the Wall Street. We have to make a right off Wall Street and get over to the safe road to make sure we have the advance and protect strategy in place. Nothing wrong with Wall Street, but we shouldn't have all of our cars parked on the Wall Street side.
Yeah, I do a lot of reading, Coach, and nobody does what you guys do and do it as well as you do. There's just no question about that.
But not a day goes by or a week goes by where someone says, well, I talked to my broker and he said he could do that.
After the fact.
And where were they when you initially asked for it?
But number one, he probably can't do that. Yeah. Not with the tools available to him, because we're independent. We can go find what we need and we put it all together. Again, when we put people in risk accounts, and only after we get the core where they can't lose money, we point out with a highlighter all the different things that are caveats that could change their risk side in a not favorable direction. And there's no magic 12% mutual fund every single year out there, folks. If there was, we'd all have one. But if you're taking risk, you could lose that money. If you're trying to get a bigger gain, you could lose that money. You have to know that. You have to be an adult about it to realize that if someone's telling you something and it's not backed up in ironclad writing, then it might not work like it should. What Parker says, and we sure wouldn't put it on the radio, what Parker said is backed up by guaranteed contracts in writing, with no hypothetical word added on.
Guaranteed, 5% paid out for as long as both of them are alive, 100% legacy protection to the kids.
Now, that to me is important. And folks, if you'd like to be retirement ready, this is what we call being retirement ready. They are retirement ready now, even though he's going to work to 70 because probably the wife wants to
do it. Well, he might not do it now. I might have caused a problem, but they argue outside the building, I'm fine with it.
But being retirement ready is the most important thing. And there's three main words when we talk about retirement ready: diversification, minimizing fees or eliminating fees, and income. That means you're retirement ready. And we'll build a plan. If you're one of the next 20 callers, we'll do a plan like this for you. So keep in mind, in order for our plans to work, we have to have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, and our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million. But if you're one of the next 20 callers who have that money put aside and want a true plan, put it side by side with your current plan, folks. Go look around and see if you can find anything better. I haven't found anything better, or we'd have it here, because we're totally independent. We find what you're looking for. We go out and find it for you. We put it together in a plan, and now it's a total confidence plan. We call it being retirement ready. So if you're one of the next 20 callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, we'll do it for you. We'll do an income plan. We'll do a spend and leave plan. We'll also do the advance and protect strategy worked into a core and explore. These are all big words for your retirement plans. Very important for you guys. Give us a call right now. If you're one of the next 20 callers, we'll do it at no fee, no obligation. This is at least $1,000 value, but it could be $1 million positive step in the right direction for lifetime income for the rest of your life. Very important.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today: finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. 664-7505.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the six potential risks that retirees may face in retirement. And I guarantee you, there's a couple of them you haven't thought about.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Each and every week, I talk to very interesting people. And the most important part is that I shouldn't be the only one hearing it. I really feel that if these people make sense to me, that everyone out there needs to hear it. So stay tuned, folks, and I hope you enjoy this newest weekly segment on Coach Wissens.
For the Financial Safari News Network, I'm Steve Siddall. Holiday shopping is in full swing, and both online and brick-and-mortar retailers are hoping for a big shopping season. In fact, one survey is predicting we'll spend approximately $728 on holiday gifts and other holiday activities. But where those dollars are spent is what retailers and shopping centers are concerned about. Tom McGee is president and CEO of the International Council of Shopping Centers, and he says, yes, internet shopping is on the rise, but
there will be growth in both segments as a percentage online. Obviously gets a lot of press because of the percentage of growth that it has, but the vast majority of absolute dollars still happen in a physical store. 90% of all retail sales in this country still happen in a physical store.
McGee adds that retail sales this year will reach $670 billion, with $570 billion happening in stores and shopping centers, the rest online. He says we as a culture still like that retail experience.
And you think of a retailer on one end, like an Apple, that provides a unique experience because you get to touch and interact with the technology. On the other hand, you look at a retailer like a Home Goods or a TJ Maxx that offer this treasure hunt quality to find something unique at a great price. They're both experiences. They're both very different. But those are what drives foot traffic into those stores because they offer that great experience.
McGee says shopping centers are offering more dining and entertainment experiences to help drive traffic. He adds that the procrastinators among us will help put the cherry on top of this holiday shopping season.
There's always a big rush at the end, and I think that's kind of human nature. Super Saturday, which is a Saturday right before Christmas, is always the biggest shopping day of the year, and I think that will be, in fact, the case this year.
Thanks again to Tom McGee, President and CEO of the International Council of Shopping Centers. For the Financial Safari News Network, I'm Steve Siddall.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Regardless of what your dream retirement looks like, prudent financial preparation can help you achieve it by helping you build retirement strategies to maximize your income while managing risk. A financial professional can help you understand your current financial circumstances and develop strategies to take you toward your future goals. We believe strongly in the value of experience, guidance, and objective advice when navigating the transition to retirement. Many Americans have complex financial situations, and it's very common to have questions and concerns about meeting your obligations in retirement. As financial professionals, we have helped thousands of clients follow their dreams of a more comfortable retirement.
Well, Steve, just like we talked about goal line planning earlier, we're at the goal line of the show. It's our last segment, and you've been itching over there. I can tell.
I have.
You've got some great news for the listeners. And, you know, when you talk about some of the stuff you're going to talk about, usually it's not great news, but this is great news when we're talking about flexible savings accounts.
Flexible savings account, yep. Yes. Yep. And because that's the one where you contribute all year long, and it gets to the end of the year. If you haven't used it, you lose it.
Hey, use it or lose it, like long-term care insurance used to be.
Well, right. But, you know, the thing is, I found something that I'd been completely unaware of. It's called FSAstore.com.
Okay.
FSAstore.com. And it's an online marketplace where you can stock up on things, something as simple as sunscreen, Band-Aids, travel aids.
Wow.
Or if you've got a lot left over, you can order a pair of glasses. You can, all kinds of things that you didn't think you were going to use that money for, you can use it at the FSA store, and it's all legit, and it's the site is quite really, really big, and I was looking at the stuff that was on it. It's amazing.
Well, you know what you sound like to a lot of people?
Santa's coming to town!
Because now, Let me tell everybody, we have no affiliation with FSA Store at all. You just found that when you were searching around.
Yeah, right.
And so the problem being with the flexible spending accounts is if you didn't use the money by December 31st, it evaporated. Boom.
Yes.
Poof, it was gone.
I hate that.
And so now you have a way where if you're going to lose it, you might as well get some Band-Aids.
Hey, there you go.
Never have enough Band-Aids.
But, I mean, it's something as simple as that. Or you can even buy diapers, for kids.
I'm trying to quit.
or adults.
It's like in sunscreen's good, so why not plan the summer vacation? Yeah. So anything that's health-related at all is available. What about vitamins?
Vitamins, yeah.
Honestly, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Vitamins.
I mean, aspirin.
Did you look around on the site?
Yeah, toiletries.
What was the most unusual thing you found there?
Not unusual, but I wouldn't have thought to buy it there, and that would be a pair of glasses.
Oh, yeah.
All you have to do is send your prescription, and they'll come back.
That's pretty neat.
They weren't necessarily attractive, but
they're functional.
We used to call them birth control glasses, by the way.
I still have mine, actually. They were nice.
You ever hear that?
I haven't heard that.
Well,
I had the military issue.
The military issue glasses,
they were like 6 inches tall and tortoise shell.
But, Steve, it didn't work for you. You got six kids and 13 grandkids or something like that.
3 and 7.
Should have worn more glasses. Oh, we got to use it, don't we? So what else you got for us? That's good.
FSAstore.com. And then, I was looking at something that as we get to the end of the year, that December has statistically been the Dow's best month for the past 100 years.
Yeah.
Now, wow. I mean, it took a dip, over the past 20 years, but still – over the past 20 years, the Dow's risen 1.47% on average and been up 70% of the time.
Well, we've heard of the Dogs of the Dow strategy and just the way of – or the Santa Claus rally. Hear about that a lot. That's like at the end of the year, a lot more people have time off, so they're sitting there. Everyone thinks they're a stock picker. They're buying the beaten down stocks to try to get ready for the next year, I guess.
There you go.
The prognosticators say this year's going to be no exception.
Well, I mean, it's already well on its way.
Yeah.
What do you think, T?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everybody's trying to keep up the game. You have Apple releasing 2 new phones this year instead of just one. So many companies.
I still can't figure that out. Can you?
Yeah, no. It's crazy.
There's reasoning behind
that. It's crazy. Yeah, they're trying to get our dollar, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, the 8 came out, and the day the 8 came out, they announced the 10 was coming out next week, basically. So, I mean, I don't know. Why would you do that? It doesn't make any sense to me. Steve, do you have any ideas why they would do that?
I can't imagine why. I'm sticking with my 7. I don't know about you.
Yeah,
I still got my 6. I'm not letting go with it. I mean, I still like it.
There you go.
My 6 still has the traditional, my daughter calls them old man headphone jack.
Yeah.
Where you actually plug it in with the real headphone jack. Because I don't want to get wireless headphones and all that kind of stuff.
There was a guy in China who actually hacked his iPhone 7 and drilled in a headphone jack himself.
Yeah. I still don't. I think they're trying to make it more waterproof or whatever?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. But didn't the Samsung have headphone jacks in it?
I believe they still do.
So it's waterproof, isn't it?
It is. IP67, I believe, or 69.
So what's going on over there?
I don't know. Uh-oh. Who knows?
Coach Pete's investigating.
Right.
In order to afford all this stuff, we need to make sure we have a financial fill-up strategy where we have income. It's called income plan, and make sure that we have enough money to last us the rest of our life. And if you could get in what we call our income time machine and go back in history, there's something that everyone's wished they could probably do differently in time. And so, Thomas, was there anything you wish you could have done or you wished you would have bought something before it went up in value, a collectible or something like that?
I could take a whole show.
Yeah. Well, let's start with one. How's that? One.
There are a few things I've had in my life. I had a Mickey Mantle rookie card that my grandfather gave me a while back. Yeah. I wish I'd hung on to that.
What'd you do with it?
I sold it, and I did make a good amount of money, but I do know that would have gone up much more in value had I hung on to it.
Chris, you ever find out about Bitcoins when they were a penny each?
Yeah. And,
you did?
I scoffed at it, and I thought that was going to be a fad. And here we are at $10,000.
I was joking. I wish I would have known you then. I wish you would have told me about it. Steve, well, I know there's one thing you probably wish you could have done differently or bought or held on or not sold or whatever.
The early days of the home shopping industry and some of the things that we sold in terms of collectible coins for next to nothing.
Yep.
Like a gold, a $10 gold piece, all of that. I mean, at the time, gold was so low, and they were selling these things for so little.
Yep.
And I just think, oh, my gosh.
Yep.
And you look at that same gold coin today that you could have purchased for about $300 is now about $5,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And that's just based on gold.
Let's borrow the financial time machine.
7 or 8 years old, and that puts us back in 1973. or so, 74, in Wisconsin. And I used to walk to my Catholic school every day, like 3 hours through snow drifts, really was.
Uphill both ways.
And I had piggy banks. And I remember my grandparents would always give me quarters and 50-cent pieces and even the dollars, kind of things.
Yeah.
And I busted into a couple of them, and I would go to – there was a Dairy Queen on the way home from school. And I was all proud of myself. I was buying, like, the dip. You could get the cone. They would dip it in that hard – they would turn hard.
Yep.
Like strawberry or chocolate or butterscotch.
Magic chill.
And so my mom, I still remember the look on her face when she figured out that I had spent all those coins because they were all silver. Remember, they stopped
in 1964
was the last silver.
Year,
And then they still had 40% silver up to 1970 on some of the coins, and I spent all that. So mom was not happy. So, you know, you learn from your mistakes, right? So one of the things that people need to learn is they need to have their very own portfolio put together that has income planning built into it. Because if we could go back, and when people were retiring now, a lot of people say, gosh, I wish I would have found out about this retirement income strategy a couple years ago. It's never too late. But the sooner you can start putting the money away or a dollar away, it starts growing and it won't shrink. And if we have a market collapse, that money will continue to grow for your income in the future. It's called income planning. So everyone listening who has a financial plan that does not have an income plan built in it, you don't have a retirement plan until you have a true financial fill-up, which will give you an income check for the rest of your life to age 121. And that's, if I could scream from the rooftop, like Paul Revere, I tell everyone they need an income plan built into their financial plan. And it's possible for everyone. So if you are one of the next 25 callers, though, as we leave for the week, we will go through and develop a one-page financial review just for you. It'll be customized, and it'll indicate if you're in need of a full-blown retirement plan or not. This is a tremendous value. We're going to give it out absolutely free and complimentary to the next 25 callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. Now, our strategies do work best for those of you with over a million, but we've never kicked anyone out of our office to help you. Even if you don't have 200,000, folks, we'll design a strategy to at least get you started on the path to financial independence. Very, very important, especially this time of year. Yeah. Coach Pete's in a giving strategy and a mood here. So what this consists of is mapping out and taking the mystery out of financial planning by showing where you are right now financially. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is truly costing you. Even if you're working for yourself, doing it yourself, DIY, we call it. It might be costing you some money, too. So if you're a spouse and you have another spouse who's doing everything and you're not sure if that's the right way, give a call. We'll put a plan together to at least verify that you're going in the right direction. And if we can eliminate some fees and expenses, you'll have dramatic growth potential because you're not paying as much. If you can close the barn door, a lot less chickens will run out. So you get more chickens in your portfolio. We're also going to run a tax analysis that will reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes. But the most important part of our plan, and what we're really famous for, is that financial fill-up strategy. We will run a customized income plan just for you, which utilizes proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. Folks, that's what it's all about, having income all the way through retirement that can increase as we get older to keep up with inflation. That takes the worry out of living in retirement and puts you in control. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of the financial and retirement planning process. If you're one of the next 25 callers, it's a no-cost, comprehensive financial review if you call right now.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
For all of us here at the Financial Safari, we're going to join you next week right around Christmas Eve. See you then.
Coach P Radio. Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.